This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to The Real Side. We're going to do a little patriotic stuff today. I want you to learn, you're going to learn, not I want you to. If you listen today, you're going to learn. You're going to learn about our founding fathers. You're going to learn a little bit about where we were at on Independence Day. What it took to get the Declaration signed. There'll also be pop quizzes. I want to know if you know what this music is and what the words are. Don't you just love this stuff? The bigger the better. The more instruments they have, the happier I am. Happy birthday, America. And not just happy, you know, Independence Day. Let's not... Oh, gosh, I'm already starting. I'm already choking on myself. I so much appreciate the amount of time you guys spend with me. You know, you've been with me for a long time. Some of you just tuned in for the first time. Look, tonight, we're going to do something a little different. I am unable to get the people I love here on a regular basis. So we have, I've compiled interviews from years gone by, too. Rick Green from Wall Builders will explain some of the things that our founding fathers wanted us to do, and where they were at with this experiment. I'm sorry, I had to give in. No, seriously, we're gonna learn about what they gave up, what our founding fathers gave up, actually what happened to some of them. And then some of the writings that they had, where they thought, you know, where they thought we should be going, and who, because that'll freak some of you out, who we should be serving. There you go. I mean, again, always a pleasure to have you with me, especially on this day. Now, you know I am not sitting in the studio right now, right? I did this earlier for you guys because I wanted you to have some fun. I wanted to pay tribute to the country. I wanted to honor you guys to be tuning in tonight. Maybe you are having a show on in your backyard with your family. That's cool. I like that. That's nice of you. But, you know, please remember what today is. Please sit with your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. Explain to them what was given up for them today. Well, not today. You know what I'm saying. What was sacrificed to get people to allow us to do what we're doing today? What thought process went into it? How long the fight was? How many people gave their lives? The real estate, the property, their families, their fortunes. Do you know what I'm saying? How many? Or how much, I should say. Ask them what they would give up to maintain their freedom today, if anything. And you're going to hear, like I said, you're going to hear wishes from a bunch of people that you normally hear on the show. Rick Green said, you know, I love having him on for a lot of reasons. But the biggest reason is there is no man, there might be a couple. But most people don't know the history of our founding fathers like he does. Him. David Barton, and a few others. But seriously, this is don't allow this just to be a barbecue and beer day. Don't allow this just to be a family day to get together. You get together, you should get together more than once a year on the 4th of July, but I'll leave that up to you and your family. But this should be one of those days when you come together. You grandparents that are there, take a minute. They'll listen to you. They have to. Your grandma and grandpa. They have no choice in the matter. Take a minute to tell your children, tell your grandchildren, remind your children, because I believe that most of you listening to the show would have already taught your children this stuff, but remind your grandchildren You remind your children and let your grandchildren know what happened today, what today is all about. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I mean, there's no more, I don't know. It just shouldn't be a matter of, we fought for our freedom. Okay, listen, somebody grab the Frisbee and let's have some fun. Because how far, how close, how far, whatever, are we from having a generation has no clue as to how we won our freedom and how fast we can get back there? Come on, think about that. We've seen it almost happen. I was arguing with somebody because of I did a Facebook post on my personal page about Jay-Z to my Christian friends. I only want that to my Christian friends. And non-Christians were jumping in there and saying all kinds of stuff, and I didn't ask them to. It wasn't aimed at them. But again, we have these Facebook experts, and they'll be all over me tomorrow. You know why? Because we're going to I'm going to see all this stuff on my Facebook page, because most of them are going to be too drunk to type anything on Facebook. But they're going to listen to the show or see some of the comments made about our founding fathers giving glory to God, and about how they weren't running from religion. They were running to, I don't want to say religion, but they were running to a relationship with God. They wanted to be able to worship God the way they wanted to worship. That's why they came here. Well, that was one of the reasons they came here, but the main one. They weren't trying to get away from religion. Our founding fathers didn't want nothing to do with religion. They wanted to honor God. And some of you right now still don't believe. You're listening. I've got friends. Like, I've got hardcore friends that are patriots. I'm sorry, guys, but they're patriots. They don't have a relationship with God, though. I mean, I feel bad or sorry for them that they don't know the love of God the way I do. But that's their decision and their choice. But they still love this country, and they still would fight for just about anything. Well, I mean, for anything in the freedom realm. But the way you lose this country, the way you lose the freedoms you have, is for your children, my children, your children, not to know how we got them, not to know how we got here. You with me? You understand what I'm saying to you? Don't let it go that way. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back. You got a lot to talk about. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We are back. Happy birthday, America. I don't even know what to say. No, seriously. It is Independence Day. The woman's got it. What does it mean to you? What should it mean to you? What is it? Well, you got the voice for it. You guys ever watch that video? You got to go get the video. You got to watch that video. It really has nothing to do. It really doesn't have anything to do with the 4th of July. I mean, technically. And, anyway, I don't need to get into it. Anyway, today's Independence Day. I told you it was going to be a special show today. Special to me, anyhow. Because I've got, we've got people that usually on just talk politics. I've asked a bunch of people to come on today, off and on, all day long, to really just talk about what independence, what America means to them. And they come from all walks of life. First guy we're going to grab, though, is one that I know you love, you always enjoy, you always love having him on, Corey Duncan. Normally we have him on with us Tuesday nights and allow him to do his rant and his rave, but tonight is different because you know what it is? It's the 4th of July. It's America's birthday. It's Independence Day. Don't just call it a birthday because then it denotes that we're going to have cake and ice cream and beer and pizza and all that stuff there. And I'm tired of you people turned some of you have turned this into beer and barbecue day, which just makes me crazy. Okay, explain to your kids what today means. Tell your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, the kids around you, you know, you want to get this country back, you want to make this country stronger, the way to do it is to teach them our history. Teach them how great we are through history. I am tired of hearing how oppressive this country is. I'm tired of hearing these people that don't want to salute the flag because it's such an oppressive country that doesn't allow you to get ahead if you're a certain color, size, shape, or whatever. It's a bunch of malarkey, as Uncle Joe once said. But let me bring on somebody who does have a clue about this kind of thing. I'm going to here we go again. I'm going to ask a mad black man from Baltimore, and we lovingly refer to him, Corey Duncan, who usually joins me on Tuesday night. But tonight's patriotic night, not political night. Corey, first of all, thanks for being me. Happy 4th, and thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure. Come on up here. Happy 4th to everyone, and God bless America as always.
Now, as a black man in America, you obviously have felt the heavy oppression of the American flag on you and your people, correct? I couldn't resist, you know that.
I know. You know what? One thing you are definitely, after your years of radio or whatever, you definitely be a stand-up comedian.
I get 4 or 5 people out anyway. But, you know, seriously, I am so tired of hearing how oppressive this is. This country is the greatest thing that ever happened to this planet. In over 200 years, the amount of other countries and peoples that we have helped out is uncountable. And, frankly, yeah, have we made mistakes? Have we done dumb things as a country? Sure we have, but we go out of our way to fix them. Do you still feel like this is an oppressive country for anybody but old white guys?
It's not oppressive at all. It's oppressive to the person because the way their minds are. And a lot of people always, when you hear a person that's always whining and a person that's always got something negative to say, you know, they used to always say that about a lot of conservative speakers, that you always, you know, the angry American or whatever like that. It's not that we're not angry about anything, but we need to get back to the values and get back to understanding what made this country great a long time ago before Mr. Barack came along or whatever, and their wacky thinking for 8 years or whatever, that, you know, that we had to go around and apologize to other nations or whatever like that. Hey, look, let me give people a little bit of history. If it wasn't for the United States of America, there would be no UN. If it wasn't for the United States, there would be no NATO. If it wasn't for the United States being in all these other countries trying to stabilize it or whatever, people say that you go into countries to destabilize it. I believe there are a certain couple of things that I'm not going to talk on as a subject for another show that we've done that I don't particularly agree with. I don't really understand the reason for going into a certain country or whatever like that. But hey, whatever. If it's the president and he tells me to do something, then I'm going to do it or whatever. But, you know, my thing of it is that you have to understand something that this country, if it wasn't for the United States of America, a lot of these countries wouldn't even be surviving right now. So the thing of it is when people sit back and they spitball and say, well, we're not standing for the flag because of equality and this and that. Look, there's pros and cons to everything in this world. It's pros and cons to everything. My thing with this is, if you're going to continue to beat and badger and talk about things or whatever, then my thing is, why are you here? You know, I also have it posted on my page, Corey Charismatic Duncan, and Joe also has it on his page, the real side, about Jay-Z. I mean, Jay-Z sits up and he talks to all this stuff, and I'm like, really? Jay-Z, really? We talk about, you know, I don't know him personally, but we come from the same place, New York. And my thing with this, I for you, most New Yorkers that I know, either black or white, the black ones are mid-patriotic, but most of them are patriotic. So I'm trying to understand where you coming from, putting stuff down. You know, I'm like, why is Kanye West not gone? If you have all this money, Jay-Z, why are you here? If it's oppressive and this and that and this, why are you here? Why don't you go live in London? Why don't you go, if you do this, go back to Africa? So my thing is, stop sitting and standing on the flag that a lot of us have fought for and died for and sweat and everything else. whole thing with this, if you don't like it, just like they don't like the things that I say, they don't like the things that you say, turn the channel. That's all you got to do. Stop trying to belittle people that are patriotic and understand the true fabric of this country and what patriotism is all about. And it's all that you talk about capitalism and this and that. No, it's about being free. And all of these people that claim that they're not free, you ever see them? They're making millions. Making millions off of poor people. And my thing with this is, Jay-Z, then nobody, you calling people hoes and the B word, you call women this and that, but on the same token, you clocking millions, you and your hoe, that's a wife. When your wife, that's a hoe. So, I mean, really? I mean, you know, you're talking about both corners of your mouth. And so I don't see nothing. You sit out with 666 and skull on you. I mean, come on, man. Really? Really? But I mean, for me personally, for the 4th of July is the granddaddy of them all. Memorial Day is second behind it. But the 4th of July is true patriotism. And my favorite is you can sit up and you can talk about Donald Trump all day long, but he's putting America first. Something that another person didn't do for 8 years. He didn't put America first. So my whole thing is Donald Trump could do everything but push my mother in front of a train. Guess what? He's the man.
We'll be back to the second part of the interview with Corey. And like I said, it'll be on and off all day long. Obviously, I had to record these things earlier. Come on, I'm not going to sit here while you're out having burgers, beer, and whatever. You think I'm going to sit here in a dark studio? Right, if I had a few beers here, you'd all be in trouble, I'll tell you what. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Happy Independence Day. Happy birthday, America. We'll be back. Don't go far, because we'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
This time it's your love. This time it's my love.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and the First Lady hosted a holiday picnic celebration in the nation's capital. Earlier, he recorded a 4th of July message to Americans.
Today, as we celebrate the 4th of July with friends and family, let us never forget that our freedom has been earned through the blood and sweat and sacrifice of American heroes, and let us share the grateful heart of our nation with every veteran and member of the United States Armed Forces. We are in awe of their courage, and we are eternally in their debt. Together we honor their noble sacrifice by pledging our love and loyalty to our country, our flag, and our fellow citizens.
With the intense heat, the Capitol has added cooling tents throughout the city and first aid stations to help anyone with heat stroke during the celebrations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It's coming, DJ. Okay, I'm Joe. And you know what's coming up on the 4th of July?
Yeah, it's an Independence Day, right?
Okay, and what is Independence Day?
Independence, like, it sounds like freedom, you know, being on your own.
So it's America's Freedom Day.
Yeah.
Okay. And we call it America's birthday, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And do you know how many stripes are on the American flag?
I think it's about 50.
Okay. How many stars?
I have no idea. I don't know.
What color are the stripes?
The stripes, I think they're white and blue.
Okay, white and blue. Do you know what the stripes mean?
Yeah, stripes are, they're not vertical lines, right?
They're what?
Vertical lines or something.
Okay. Okay. Who do we get our independence from?
Oh, we got it from the British.
Right. Very good. Good, good. And what is our constitution?
That's the rules and regulations guiding the country.
Very good. Do you know how we change the Constitution if we want to?
Yeah, it's through the Senate. It has to be passed through the Senate. A bill has to be passed at the Senate, and it has to be approved, and the majority carries the vote, and then it has to be signed by the President.
But, oh, good. Very good. How many senators do we have?
About 700 and something.
How many?
I think about 700 or something. I'm not too sure.
How do we decide how many senators, or how do we get our senators?
Depending on each state, right? Each state, depending on how big the state is, each state is allocated, I think, like, depending on how big the state is, that's how they get the number of senators they have in each state.
Okay. And what's the capital of California?
San Francisco.
Okay.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side Radio Show here with Joe Mancini, a special edition for Independence Day. And I want you to know the guy that on the front end there, he was an American citizen. He got his citizenship here. And I just wanted you to hear, we're going to be playing these all through the day. So don't be too shocked. You're going to be hearing from people all day long that have been on the show off and on for years. Corey Duncan, we lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. I just love this guy. I love the way he approaches things. I like the way you come at this stuff, and I think it's just a reminder to people that on the 4th of July it belongs to everybody. Well, it belongs to Americans, okay? And frankly, if you want to get global at that point in time, you can too, because as you said, if it wasn't for America, there would be a lot of groups that wouldn't be together. There would be a lot of countries that wouldn't exist today. How many countries have we gone out over the years and helped out in some way, shape, a manner, or form, a natural disaster, right, after a war? Yeah, we're the only company the only country on the face of the planet that bombs the crap out of you to win a war, and then we go back and rebuild you.
Right.
You know, sorry we had to bomb you into oblivion to beat you. And by the way, let us spend American taxpayer dollars putting you back together.
Right. But see, that's what I'm saying. They talk about Bush destabilized Iraq. But the thing over there is he destabilized it. But in the same breath, he helped fix it up as he's busting it up. But you had to do that. Hey, you can only get the rats out if you bust up the tap where they live at. The rats will run out, and then you can kill them. You can't kill them if they're going to continue to hide. I mean, come on. I mean, what kind of stupid thought process is that?
So what does the Duncan family do for food on, do you have to raid a supermarket? How does that work for you guys?
Well, actually what I did, I sat back and waited until the mailman came at 3 o'clock so we can have our six pack and all, one pack of hot dog seeds. I normally get some phone calls on this one. Well, wait for the welfare check to come in the mail, you know.
God.
So we go out and get our fried chicken and watermelon.
You can say. Send all your emails to him. I know what's going to happen with that one. Yeah, anyhow.
Oh, I'm definitely going to get some emails. I'm a Uncle Tom. But guess what? I'm black, and I can't say that. I'm proud of my race. I can't. At this point, I heard somebody nasty say to me, you got all those white people on your page or whatever like that. And I said, guess what? This is what you can do. I say, the Almighty God, my mom and Whitey is who helped me get to where I'm at. And say, I guess what? I owe them a great gratitude of it. Not saying that I'm doing this to suck up to somebody white or just doing this or whatever like that. It is what it is.
Yep.
And a lot of black people's problems is with patriotism or whatever, when Barack was giving everything away free and nobody had to work or do anything. Or if you know Trump coming in, he going to cut this, he going to cut that. I said, he needs you. He needs to make y'all work for it, because guess what? The what I work for, I don't want you to have, because that's my wealth. And see, that's what the problem is with the fabric of this country is you work hard. You take care of your family. Whatever you worship religiously, that's on you. I have nothing to do with that, because you got to meet your maker one day. I can't bottle that. But the thing of it is the fact that, you know, if you're going to continue to talk about this country is not, you know, it's amazing to me. I heard a conversation on NPR the other day, and it just made me sick to my stomach. It was making jokes. They make jokes about Trump and that they couldn't get the bill passed. And I'm like, okay, so what did Obama can't do? Oh, remember, you can keep your doctor. Oh, I wonder, that's a lie. And when he stood up, when the senator said liar, when he had a State of the Union and he yelled a liar, he didn't do that because it was racist. He did it because he was lying.
Yep.
And he was a bald-faced liar.
Yep, no kidding. I mean, seriously. All right, so listen, I hope you and your family have a safe 4th of July, America's birthday. Keep it safe. And I'm sure, I don't have to tell you this, but I've been telling people all day, you need to make sure your kids, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, your next door neighbors, they need to know what America's about. They need to know how America came about and what we stand for.
Let me tell you this real quick. Tomorrow, that's exactly what me and all my children are here and all of my family members are here. And we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about this. We're openly about it. And I'm going to explain the history of it from day one, black and white. I'm not like a typical liberal black person. I'm just going to talk about the black and ain't talk about the white.
I'm sure you will. Corey, hey, you have a safe 4th of July. Don't eat too much. We'll talk Wednesday night. You're going to do Wednesday night this week because I can't go a whole week without you. That's for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're so kind, and the check is in the mail.
Thank you. About time somebody pays me for this crap. All right, bro. You really, truly have a good tomorrow night, and I'll talk to you later on.
You also.
All right,
you also. And
thanks.
Be safe.
Yep, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, I always have a good time when Corey's on with me. Look, if you have a dry eye after hearing this next song, God, there is something wrong with you. That's really all there is to it. I want you to think about when they're singing a song, I want you to think about what our founding fathers did, what they gave up, what they were willing, and you're going to hear this mantra all day. You know why? Because as you're out there with the beer can in your hand, right, I want you to understand what they fought for, what they gave up. They knew what they were doing. And I'm going to ask the question all day long. Are you willing to give up the same? Are you willing to give up your job, your family? I'm not telling you to run away from your family. Think about what I'm saying. What are you willing to put on the line? What are you willing to give up for the freedom of the state? I mean, we're watching what's happening all across the country. And yes, some of you are starting to rise up. And it's not pro-Trumpers. Let's get it straight. Let's not say it's pro-Trumpers that are rising up. It's pro-Americans. Pro-American principle. Pro-Constitution. Push back against the resistors. They're resisting a constitutional process because they didn't like how it turned out. It was that simple. There is something wrong with these people. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. But sit back. Well, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Sit back, close your eyes, and listen. I guarantee you'll enjoy this.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, beautiful. Ah, heroes proved.
If you're sitting in your chair, you need to be rocking right to left. That's the only way that this song can be consumed.
Who more than self? Yeah, country lover.
Happy birthday, America, but it's not just a birthday. Remember, it's Independence Day, a whole different meaning. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Today, I hate to almost belittle it by calling it a birthday because, you know, what is that? That kind of conjures up, you know, we're going to have balloons and candles and, 200-some-odd candles, too many to have on a cake. But it doesn't really talk to the day. It doesn't really speak to the day. This is Independence Day. This is the day that we won, that we said we are no longer part of the dictatorship. We are no longer under the rule of the king. We are our own country. We will make our own decisions for our own people. And I want you to think about what that meant in that day. I want you to think about how many men died, how many men knew they were going to lose their lives, knew they were going to lose their property, their families, their possessions as a whole, and still went. They still went knowing it was over, or would be over. because they were fighting the greatest. Think about that. We're a little ragtag fledgling team out here, and they went after the greatest power on the face of the planet. I'll tell you what, that is guts, man. I don't care what you call it. It takes a lot of courage to do that. Xander Gibb joins me usually on Fridays. He usually helps me kick off my weekend, but today's a special day. And everybody who's had a different experience with America, I'm bringing on and just taking a few minutes to speak with them. Xander, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thank you for having me. May the fourth be with you.
The fourth. Oh, God. Boom, boom. Thank you. He will not be here all week, but he'll be on his show all week. So.
I will indeed.
Oh, so it's more than beer and barbecue day, obviously. Now you're kind of a transplant, if you would, right? Because you grew up in your early days in England. I suppose for them this is kind of loser's day, isn't it? I mean, there's black grapes all over.
Exactly. It's very difficult for me. I went to living in England as a young kid. You know, dragged from the bosom of my native land, and then came back as an adult. But I'm very confused on the 4th of July because the American in me wants to kick myself out of the country, and the Brit in me is like saying, you know, where's the pork pies and fish and chips, and, you know, let's make a stand. But I think it's become a lot more than that, because obviously, you know, Britain and America are sister countries, and, mm-hmm. and you know, all that nonsense of throwing the tea into the harbor and stuff is just, you know, it's just so not, you know, it's not good etiquette nowadays. But it's a very interesting
so uncivilized, as Brits would say.
Exactly. It's a dichotomy for someone who's kind of like got a foot in both camps, as it were, because I never know what to do. I never know whether to celebrate it as a day or you know, send myself back to London.
So, you know, and again, I'm going to out you again on the radio, but as you know, as a gay man in America, and you know, all we see is how bad America is for gay and lesbian or the LGBTQ community, how bad America is towards, I mean, you've been here now 16 years, you've actually been living back in the country. I mean, do you feel, because all I hear about is how oppressive America is to different immigrants and different peoples and to the LGBTQ community. I don't feel that, but I'm none of those to speak of. What do you think?
I definitely don't think it is. I mean, I think that there are some things that have been kind of brought up to code, as it were. But I always ask myself this question, you know, when immigrants and stuff complain about how bad America is, why are you here then? You know, I love this country. You know, I came back to America by choice. And I came back here because, you know, I'm a patriotic American and I love this country with such a fervor. And that's why I do what I do, you know. You know, I don't do my show because it allows me to vent. I do it because I'm trying to make a difference in this great land. And I don't always get thanked for it. You know, I sometimes get death threats. I sometimes get called nasty names. But that's a small price to pay to know that even just in the short 4 years that I've been doing my show, that I've made a difference for America. You know, it's like, you know, I'm supporting my girl, you know?
Right. But again, you know, we were talking about things that were going on in the 70s. I was joking with you before we got on the air, and I said to you that, you know, I was reading an article last night that in the 70s, single women couldn't have credit cards, right? If a single woman, or I'm not sorry, not a single woman, if a married woman wanted a credit card, her husband had a co-sign. And if she got, you know, if a married woman got pregnant at work, she was done. Her career was over because she could be fired from her job, and in most cases they were. And to think about the different groups that have had struggles in this country, and you can say they shouldn't have, well, that's great, but the reality is they did. We turned our way from that. We turned around and did the right thing, did we not, as we did with the gay and lesbian community as well?
Exactly. Yes, we have. And it's a total evolution, because, you know, 50 years ago, black people would have said that they're oppressed in the United States. I mean, and some still would. But it's an evolutionary process, and we're still a relatively young country. And I think to say that we're so young, we're actually doing pretty well. I know there's still things to be done. There's always going to be refinement, but I think that, you know, we have more protections in this country. And let's face it, you know, I have to say, you know, as a gay man living in these United States, I've never felt so welcome. You know, I used to, when I was a Democrat, I used to say how bad the Republicans were and how anyone that was gay and a Republican, you know, that it was a misnomer, it was a contradiction in terms. But, you know, we have the most pro-gay president ever. You know, the organization Gays for Trump, you would never have had gays for Romney. So I think, you know, as Winston Churchill said, we've never had it so good. But I think that the important thing to realize is that it doesn't end there. It's always refining. And I think that this administration, you know, they were criticized, Donald Trump was criticized for not doing this big Pride Day celebration, but the LGBT has just become so political. Why would he bother? You know, it's just, you know, to me, if you're not throwing gay people up roofs and putting them into prison for being gay, I think that's a great start, really, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, but, you know, I look at all of this stuff that's going around. Some of the thing has to be disheartening to you, too, who fought for the rights for the LGBTQ community. You know, you look at on a campus this week, and I don't want to get overly political. I want to stay on the fact that America is still a great place to be. But you look at what's going on some of these college campuses where a Jewish, a gay and lesbian group or an LGBTQ group that was made up predominantly of Jewish people were told that they couldn't march in a gay pride parade because why? They were pro-Israel. I mean, you would think with the LGBTQ community who's... right. No. The group that was thrown out was pro-Israel.
Yeah, they were pro-Israel, but they put the Pride March people and the one you're talking about.
Oh, you're right.
The Pride March in Chicago, and that's not maybe an offensive, that's what they call it. They wouldn't let gay Jews march with their Star of David because they were saying they were pro-Palestine. You know, I wrote so much on Twitter about it. I got into trouble just for a change on Twitter. Because, you know, my point is that, you know, if you're an oppressed group, why are you supporting a country? You know, Palestine is run by Hamas, and Hamas are they're a terrorist group, and although they were democratically elected, you know, this is like gay people supporting terrorists. And I blame Linda Sarsour for all this. You know, she thinks we're all, you know, there's this camaraderie, and we sing kumbaya, but we can't get away from the fact that it's very hard for gay people to be in solidarity with Muslims, with what's going on, with what some Muslims are doing to gay people in those countries.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. All right, listen, we've got to go. We've hit the mark. I know it's a short one. I want to just get back to your barbecue beer or whatever it is that I guess you Brits do. What do you do, blood sausage or something on a day like today, that kind of thing?
No, it's burgers.
Oh, burgers. Okay, well, that works out well. Anyhow, Xander, always a pleasure to have you on with me. I do appreciate it. I do consider you a real friend, even though we've actually never physically met with each other.
No, we haven't. We have to do something about that.
Yeah, well, as soon as you hit the lottery, let me know, and you can fly out here, and we can have some fun.
I'll fly your wife over.
Yeah, she's a lot nicer than I am. I get it. I do. So you have a safe... A safe 4th of July, and we will catch up with you this Friday.
Absolutely, we will. God bless America.
Hey, it was Andrew Gibb, a guest of the show pretty much every week, and you're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Happy Independence Day. Barbecue, I guess it's barbecue and beer day for some of you. You don't even know what independence means. But anyhow, happy birthday, America. A lot more coming up. Don't go far. Patriotism all day long.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited lane.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.